What are micro-credentials? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Daniel Douglas, lecturer in sociology at Trinity College, explores these.
As private firms and governments struggle to fill jobs, and with the cost of college too high for many students, employers and policymakers have searched for alternative routes to good jobs without college degrees. Micro-credentials are one such alternative, but can they solve the problem? Like degrees, micro-credentials certify people's skills and knowledge. You can earn a micro-credential for a skill you already have by taking an assessment, or you can earn one after completing a short learning experience. They can certify broad skills like critical thinking or specific skills like Microsoft Excel. They're usually completed online and result in digital badges that can be shared on online profiles and viewed by employers. Micro-credentials are offered by colleges and universities, professional organizations, and private companies, but they are not regulated by federal or state law, nor by accreditation agencies. Federal regulation could affect some micro-credential programs if H.R. 6585, short-term Pell, becomes law. But a lack of regulation means a lack of data, so researchers know very little about people pursuing micro-credentials. My colleagues and I surveyed students in non-credit programs at two community colleges. Like micro-credentials, these programs were workforce-oriented, short-duration, and often at least partially online. The students were older than traditional college students, and many already had college degrees. Most were seeking advancement in their current jobs, exploring new careers, and/or looking to escape low-wage work. Back to the regulation problem, we don't know whether micro-credentials lead to better jobs. A review of existing studies on non-degree credentials, including micro-credentials, found that outcomes like hiring and wages varied widely. Micro-credentials in high-demand fields like IT and construction appeared more valuable than those in office administration or education. But lacking systematic evidence, micro-credentials should be viewed at this point as a supplement to degrees, not a replacement for them.
That was Daniel Douglas of Trinity College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.